had a bris in my shul this past Shabbos, so it was one of the rare occasions where you have a bris in the New York area, in America, where the bris was a fleishig bris, because it was a Shabbos bris. But there is a discussion, is a bris supposed to be a fleishig bris? Is it required that a person have meat at a bris? My nephew, my brother's son, who's now 13 years old, 14 years old, probably 14, at his bris in Nar Yisrael, they had fleishigs, because that was the minig. In Nar Yisrael, they had a fleishig bris. Why do they have a fleishig bris? So there is a the idea of having some sort of feast, some sort of banquet at the time of a bris is already rooted in Chumash, when Yitzchak and Avimelech make a bris, when Yaakov and Lavan make a bris. It's accompanied by some sort of feast, by some sort of banquet. And for that reason, Chachmas Adam, in Klal Kuf Mem Tes, Oschav Dalid, makes a big deal about how a person should make a real su'udah, not just a few snacks or something. It should be a real su'udah's bris milah. And he says if you could afford it, he says even if you can't afford it, you think that you don't want to, you want to try to economize, you want to save a little bit of money, he doesn't think that that's a good idea. He thinks that a person should spend money on this, and that he quotes from the Vilna Gaon, who he used to call his mechutin. He wasn't exactly a mechutin. I think Chachmas Adam's child was married to the Vilna Gaon's grandchild, but they were close enough to a mechutin. They used to call him his mechutin. That he said the Vilna Gaon didn't approve of such behavior, to cut corners on the Sudas Bris Mila. And it may be related to what the Shittim Betzis writes in Maseches Beitzah Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph, in the name of the Ritva, that certain things, well, we spend money on, of course, Baruch Hu sort of reimburses us as a religious expense. You know, the money we spend in Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yom Tov. So maybe for Bris Mila also, for a Sudas Mitzvah like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reimburse us on such an expense. Where does it come from? So most of all the sources pretty much that I'm getting today are from Rabbi Bleich's Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 5. He points out that in Pirkei Rav Lazar, Perichav Tes, it interprets the phrase in Chumash, Biyom Higomel Es Yitzchak, that Avram made a feast on the day Higomel Es Yitzchak. Pirkei Rav Lazar says that Higomel means the day of his Bris Mila. Tosos quotes Maseches Shabbos, Hey Gimel is 8 on the 8th day, and Mal, on Hey Gimel, Mal. Higomel, that was a feast for Bris Mila. To what degree is there an obligation to make a suda for Bris Mila before we can talk about what you need to have for the suda? So there are three different shitos. There are those that hold it's daraisa, four different shitos. Those that hold that it's divrei kabbalah, those that hold it's drabanan, and those that hold that it's only a minag. So you have all the different opinions. The Shari Tshuva, Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Os Lamed and Gimel quotes one shita that says that it's daraisa. Sefer Charedim in Perek Mem Os Gimel says that participating in a wedding or in a bris mila, in a sudas bris, is a mitzvah saseh mi divrei kabbalah. So, but it still would be at least a mitzvah on some level. The Tshuva Space Yaakov, Siman Ayin Gimel, says that it's a mitzvah midrabanan. It's a requirement midrabanan. But the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Reish Mem, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, quotes from a Tshuva Smarik that it's only a minag bialma. It's a minag, it's a custom. Is it defined as a simcha? So the Magen Avraham says it doesn't even meet the criteria for it to be called a true simcha. But the Mordechai in Maseches Moed Katan says that an avel is not allowed to participate in Sudas Bris Mila because it is a simcha. An avel is not allowed to be involved in simcha. Where do we get the idea that it's a simcha? Because the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Lamed on the pasuk Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha Kmosa Shal Rav is a reference to Bris Mila. Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha, I read. Rejoice. So rejoicing is apparently associated with the bris mila. So why don't people have you have to have a meal? Why not have a fleishig meal? It should be the right thing to do, right? So the reason is because we typically do a bris in the morning. Zvizim makdim lemitzvos, you have to do a bris in the morning, and we usually have the suda right then and there. And we don't like eating fleishigs in the morning. It's like very heavy to eat fleishigs in the morning. In fact, Rabbi Danny Stein has an article where he writes that maybe the whole idea that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha, even if you don't like having meat, still you need to have meat for them to be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha and yantif, let's say, is because batla daito etzel kaladam, that even though you personally don't like meat, but everyone else does, so for simcha's yantif, you should have meat to be yotzei your mitzvah of simcha. But he says, maybe you could argue that by a bris mila in the morning, most people don't like having meat in the morning. So you can't say batla daito etzel kaladam, so it's not going to be a simcha for you, and if it's not going to be a simcha for you, then there's no kunz in having meat in a morning meal. So that's probably where it comes from, not to have meat. But why would one think we should have meat? So the truth is, the closest comparison that we could have to figure out whether you should be required to have meat is the major discussion that the poskim have about whether you have to have meat on Yom Tov. Whether in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, nowadays that we don't have karbonos anymore, we don't have shalmei simcha, do you need to have meat in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? So Blech points out that all of the makoros on this topic are recorded in the Sefer HaBris, Rabbi Peretinsky's Sefer HaBris. It's the ultimate encyclopedia on Bris Mila. Before they came out with all the newer Sfarim of Otsar Bris and all that, Sefer HaBris was the Sefer. It's a big, giant Sefer on Bris Mila. His son actually mauled my oldest son, Rabbi Peretinsky. So in Sefer HaBris, he points out that this relates very much to the Sugya Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes, where the Gemara says that Bizman Shabbat Simchas Yekayim Ein Simcha LeBebasar. When there was a Beis Hamikdash, the Simcha is only BeBasar. But now Achshav Shem Beis Hamikdash Kayim Ein Simcha LeBeYayin. So what does that mean? Tosfos Maseches Yoma Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and the Ran in Sukkah Mem Beis and Beis say that even when the Beis Hamikdash was around, eating meat on Yom Tov was not absolutely required. It was considered to be an optional way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Chuvas Rashbash in Simon Kuf Ayin Vav and the Ritva and Kiddush and Daf Gimel Beis say that once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, Ein Simcha LeBeYayin, as to the exclusion of Basar, that it's Dafka Yayin, Basar is not really necessary. However, in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Shulchan Aruch says that one should eat meat on Yom Tov. One is obligated to eat meat on Yom Tov. So apparently, when you're going to have a Suda and you want to have Simcha at the Suda, it's appropriate to eat meat at the Su'udah. There's some stiras in the Magen Avraham about that, but that's the fundamental understanding is that one should have meat at a Su'udah. The Amshul Shlomo in the second paragraph of Maseches Beitza writes that any Su'udah Shal Simcha requires meat, but he says when the Gemara says Ein Simcha LeBeYayin, it doesn't mean only wine, not meat. It means that nowadays, in addition to meat, we also need wine. So then it would turn out that not only do you have to in the morning, you know, it's only Jews in the morning that we would even contemplate, you know, a little schnapps by a yard site. Who's drinking schnapps in the morning? Like, what kind of degenerate alcoholic normally would drink schnapps in the morning? But for us, we have old menhagim that we do these things. So it would mean that you'd even have to have wine at a Sudas Bris Mila. If you say like that, that Yom Shel Shlomo, and if we were to apply the halachos of Yom Tov over to the halachos of Bris Mila. In fact, the Magen Avraham in Or Chaim, Simin Reish Mem Tes, Os Vav, quotes from Aram Lublin that the mitzvah of a Sudas Bris cannot be fulfilled with milchiks. You can only have fleishiks. And Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Migdal Oz, Nachal Tes, Simin Yud Zayin Oz Gimel also says meat and wine at a Sudas mitzvah, including Lechora a Sudas Bris Mila, that it's dafka has to be meat and wine. The diuk they make in the Ramah, writes in Simin Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Os Yud, Simin Sif Yud, that the Ramah writes that what if during the nine days you have a Bris Mila? So the Ramah writes, you can get 10 people to eat meat and drink wine at a Sudas Mitzvah. But you shouldn't have more than that. You should designate 10 people to eat meat and drink wine so you can have a minion to enjoy the Sudas Mitzvah. But if Bris Mila could be done even without meat or wine, so why would you even allow 10 people to? You just have a Sudas Mitzvah and have cheese blintzes. I don't know, have something else that people enjoy. Have an omelet station. Why do you have to have why do you have bagels and cream cheese? I don't know, you could think of other foods. Why do you have to have dafka meat? So it must be that they're medayik from the Ramah, that the Ramah must be assuming that you're supposed to have meat by a su'udas bris mila. And then, you know, there are all these maisalach, all these stories about segula, that it's a special segula to have meat at a bris mila. In the Zmiros Divrei Yoel, it said whoever compiled the Zmiros Divrei Yoel, they say that the Satmar Rebbe was once at a bris where there was milchigs, and the Satmar Rebbe said, "No, what's going on? Why is there milchigs?" And they said, "I can't afford fleishigs." He said, "Ah, I wish you would have told me. I would have paid for it. I would have paid to have the fleishigs. So important to have a fleishig bris. I would have, out of my pocket, I would have paid for it." it. Okay, there's other stories of schools. There's a Rav Gavriel Ziner the author of what's it called, Nitei Gavriel, many volumes of Nitei Gavriel. He writes that it's some maisa of a person who lost children during infancy, and when the Belzer Rebbe heard that the children kept dying, he asked, did they have Basar Behema at the bris of the children? And he associated the two, that without Basar Behema, no wonder, because there was no Basar Behema. Very difficult to accept these things, especially if it's not really particularly well sourced. Rabbi Bleich also quotes in a footnote from Rabbi Yochanan Vosner, who I assume is a child of Rabbi Vosner, just passed away, also quoting anonymous sources, that if you eat meat at a bris milah, it's a skula that the kid is going to be a Talmud Chacham, that he's going to excel in Talmud Torah. I once heard that from Rabbi Shechter. Rabbi Shechter once said that they say, when he was talking about it, it was an offhand remark, he said, they say that if you have meat at someone's bris, it's a skula that the child's going to be a Talmud Chacham. He said, we didn't have meat at most of my children's bris, but at Shai's bris we had meat, and it looks like he's going to be a bigger Talmud Chacham than the rest of them. I remember him saying that. I thought that was a little surprising. Shai was like 14 at the time when Rav Shechter said that. He's a Talmud Chacham. I assume his other children are Talmud Chacham also. But but there is this segula that the element of it as well. So meat seems to be something that they recommend. But what kind of meat? The Gemara in Tainus Daf Lamed Aleph says that salted meat can be eaten on Erev Tisha B'Av, because salted meat is like a very low level kind of meat. It's not like a steak, you know. So the Poskim point out that l'chora, if you're having a Suda Smitsa and you need to have meat, you shouldn't have deli. You should have like really good meat. You shouldn't just have like packaged deli or something. That would be low-level meat. But Tosos points out on the spot of Maseches Tainus that nowadays we're not so much. Nowadays you can have deli for Sudas Yom Tov also, because nowadays we value that as well. And when it comes to wine in the Sefer Os Bris, he says that the fact that we often don't have fleishig brisim is because we're relying on the shitos of the Rif and the Rush, that after the Churban HaBayis we don't need meat. But he says everyone holds for Simchas Yom Tov you need wine, so for Sudas Bris you should need wine as well. What if you do need meat and you want to use chicken? Is chicken good enough? The Gemara Chagiga says that basar of is not good enough to be yotzei the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and the Gemara gives two separate explanations of why basar of is not good enough. One is a drasha from pasuk that only basar behema can be used for a karban, and you can only be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with that which you can use for shalmei simcha, and you can't use an oaf for shalmei simcha. And the other explanation the Gemara gives is that simply it doesn't bring simcha. Basar oaf doesn't bring about a sense of simcha. So Peretinsky in the Sefer HaBris says l'chora the nafkamina between the two reasons is whether you can use it for a bris milah, whether you can use chicken for a bris milah. If you hold that it's a din in the shalmei simcha, well, there's no din of shalmei simcha by a bris milah, so therefore you should be allowed to use basar oaf. If the whole reason you're not allowed to use it for simchas yom tov is that you need to use something that's good enough for the shalmei simcha, well, then it wouldn't be a problem for us, because we don't need for a bris milah, because we don't need shalmei simcha. But if it's just about that it doesn't bring a person a sense of simcha, well, then that l'chora would be a problem. There is a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer in Or Chaim Siman Samach Tes, where it sounds that the Chassam Sofer held that vada you're allowed to use milchig at a bris milah. He was asked about a bris that was on Shabbos, and apparently their minog used to be that they would have shachris, then they would have a kiddush, and then not like the guys that sneak out during the haftorah, like it was like an official thing. They would take a break and they'd have a kiddush, and then they would come back and have musaf, and then they would have their suda afterwards. So they wanted to know, can they do the bris at the kiddush? Because the kiddush typically was milchigs, and they didn't want to have to spend money on making a sudas bris milah for so many a fleishig sudas bris milah later in the day, and the later meal was always fleishigs. So that's what they wanted to know. So some sofer said, yeah, for sure it's no problem. And the assumption was that the whole reason they wanted to do it then was because it was milchigs. So apparently he didn't think that it was a problem, that it was a problem to have a milchig meal at that time, if to have a milchig meal for a bris milah. And he says in a milchig meal, even if it's for a bris milah, is not going to be a violation of eating a meal before musaf. It's not going to. He thought that would be okay, and it would be able to. You'd be able to use it for a for a bris mila. In the Sefer Bris Avos, though, he quotes that Rav Nissim Azulai, the author of Shulchan HaTorah Al Taryag Mitzvos, made a special takana in Tzvas that they were not allowed to serve meat at a bris mila, that they would only use fish at a bris mila, and their concern was that it was too expensive and brisim were getting out of control, and they wanted to make sure that no one would feel pressured to have to make an extra bris and to have to spend extra money on the bris. Now, when all the dust settles, what we essentially have is there is strong indication that you need to have some sort of su'uda at a bris mila. In fact, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Ches even talks about a special bracha that we don't add into benching at a bris mila, but it assumes that there is a benching at a bris mila because there is a su'uda at a bris mila. So there definitely should be a su'uda. The question is how much of a su'uda is defined as a su'uda, and it probably relates to Hilchos Simchas Yom Tov on some level. So some are makbid that they dafka have fleishik at a bris, and others say no, it's not necessary to have fleishik at a bris. Rabbi Bleich suggests that maybe even the whole idea of a su'udas bris is only a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's something that if you do is a mitzvah, but not something that one is obligated to do. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Simreish Samacheos Sifyad Beis writes no hagim laso su'udas bris mila. It's a minag to have a su'udas bris mila. So considering that it's only a minag and that we don't like eating fleishiks in the morning, it seems that there's plenty to rely on to not have a fleishik bris, but it does seem like a reasonable chumrah, that especially when, for those who are interested in the skula type of angle, to have a little bit of fleishik at a bris mila.